What's good? What's good? We are back. Another Live for Fednam Friday. We got a special guest waiting. We about to bring him on. Last night we had Q Unique from The Arsonist, and he's from Brooklyn. So this next artist we're going to bring on is actually from the Bronx, but we're going to keep it NYC. One of the dopest MCs on the planet. Let's go ahead and bring him on, the one and only Reef Hustle.
Yo.
Reef, how you doing, man?
What's up, man? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man.
Listen, man, I'm out here in the woods, man. I'm out here actually doing a little bit of camping and doing a little soul searching, man. You know, sometimes I need some peace and quiet, you heard?
This is, well, that's interesting, man. I never had nobody do an interview while they was camping.
Yeah, man. Yep. I'm out here camping. But it's raining real bad out here. So right now I'm in a nice little, like a tent, you know?
Are you a nature guy? Because I'm a laws of nature guy myself.
Listen, I'm really a city guy. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know, my good peoples, you know, they forced me to come out. So, you know, I actually like it though, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can survive out here, man.
It's peaceful though, right?
It's definitely peaceful. And that's what I love about it. You know, that's what I love about it. It's peaceful. You know, tomorrow I got a big event going on, an album release party in the Bronx, man. You know what I'm saying? It's actually going to be in my hood. So it's going to be a really, really dope vibe, really dope situation. And it's going to be kind of personal too, man, because I got my, you know, a lot of family and friends coming out. People who've seen me do this for a while and, you know, understand my struggles and stuff like that, man. So yeah, it's going to be really like a big family affair while we watch the Knicks beat these guys. You heard?
Yeah, it ain't looking good for the Celtics right now.
No, sir.
I know that's for sure.
No, sir. It's definitely not looking good for those cats.
So, you had an interesting, very interesting story. Now, I want to start with before you met Big Pun. Like, what were you doing at that time, like, to get exposure and to get your name out there? Oh, I think we lost him. I think we might have lost him for a sec. Let's see. Look like he's coming back. He did say he's out there camping, so he might have lost his connection. Reef, what's good?
Can you hear me?
Okay, there you go. Yeah, yep. We lost you for a second.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hold on.
You can't hear me? Okay.
I can hear you now.
You can hear me?
Yep.
Okay, so I wanted to start with, what were you doing to get exposure at first?
Well, you know, living in New York City, man, you got to be all over the place. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to be at these places, man. You got to be in the spots. You know, in order to network, it's basically a networking situation when anywhere you go, but especially in New York, man, since it's the melting pot and they got so many lounges and so many showcases and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So basically what I was doing, you know, I was just really like working on my craft and, you know, going from studio to studio and just doing showcases, you know, that's what I was doing.
Now, how was it that Big Pun ended up discovering you at first?
So, one day, it's crazy. You know, I actually decided to stop rapping at one point. And I had a family at the time. And, you know, love don't pay the bill, man. So I had to work. You know what I'm saying? So I was, you know, I ended up working. And on Father's Day, I had met him actually on Father's Day. I had rented a car. And when I had rented the car, you know, I took my family out. And then at the end of the night, you know, I wanted to, you know, take a ride for myself. You know what I'm saying? So I decided to take a ride for myself. And, you know, I ran into, my man, Tony Sunshine, ran into him. And he was actually with Big Pun at the time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was just like, yo, tell your man, give me 30 seconds, man. And that's it. That's all I need is 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, all right, no problem. So he asked him, you know what I'm saying? Give me 30 seconds. He gave me 30 seconds. And the rest was history. It was just amazing, man, because I was actually at the verge of just stopping because, you know, I mean, because, you know, I had such a passion for hip hop that it kind of interfered with my family at the time. You know what I mean? So I had stopped, you know, just to work and everything. And then, but I mean, once again, the way it was aligned, you know, it just kept calling me. It just brought me back in once I met Pun.
So you ended up signing a deal with him though, right?
No, I didn't. I wasn't signed. I wasn't signed to him. I was actually one of his artists, but we didn't have any paperwork together.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We basically, you know, how he actually got really close to me is because, you know, at the time also, and I'm spiritual as well. You know, there's certain beliefs that I believe in and everything, you know what I'm saying? I have a certain kind of discipline. And, you know, he was actually drawn to that discipline of me just being the person who I am. You know what I mean? And it just, you know, we just end up bonding, you know, within a short period of time. You know what I'm saying? He had a lot of problems with, like, family-wise. So, you know, he really, like, took a lot of love and to, you know, his friends and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And, you know, I mean, I don't know how and what, but I know God aligned me with him. And, you know, I experienced what I experienced, you know?
Now, did he say what, like, the plans were for you as an artist? Were they going to try to get absolutely. You a solo deal?
Absolutely. He was actually trying to get me a deal with Steve Rifkin, man, on Loud Records,
okay.
man.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that was definitely the plan because we were actually working on the album as well. You know, we were working on getting some beats and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we were definitely working on a situation because, you know, with me, he was like, yeah, he said, you're going to be like my LL, man. You know what I'm saying? You got the muscles. You know what I mean? You work out and everything. You're going to be like my LL. Ooh. Take off your shirt, you know what I'm saying? He used to say stuff like that, man. He's a funny guy.
So when Pun passed, rest in peace to Pun, I'm guessing like it changed your whole trajectory. Like you basically had to go back to the drawing board.
Absolutely, man. I had to go back to the drawing board. I was always one of them people who I was always out, you know, always had my own, always got my own, you know what I mean? So I just basically had to go back to the drawing board and just, you know, keep on going with my craft, man. You know, keep on going with my craft. So what actually kept me going after that is just him passing and understanding when I was with him, how much passion he had and how hard he worked for a person who was established. You know what I mean? But he still was like, he would be half asleep and still having writing rhymes in his head. And he would wake up and just spit a rap. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just took all of that as an inspiration and saying, yo, you know what? He had interest in me. So, you know, I'm going to take that kind of passion and I'm going to run with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not here for nothing.
Yeah, I think that would say a lot about your talent if a cat like Pun believes in you when Pun was just so phenomenal. He was just so phenomenal, man.
Absolutely. He was one of the illest
MCs. So you ended up joining forces, kind of joined. Yeah, definitely. So did you kind of ended up joining the forces with Fred the Godson at one time too, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with Fred the Godson, we had mutual friends around. We had mutual friends around each other.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's how that happened. I was actually invited to come to a studio session, me and my man Buck Wild from DITC. He was just like, yo, Reef, why don't we just go to, you know, session? I'm going to go meet with Fred the God. And let's just go, you know, hear what he got or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So we went to a studio he had on 138th Street in the Bronx. And, you know, we were listening to records. And to me, at one point, I was just like, you know, this is the same old thing, until he had this record called I Am. When I heard that record, I said, oh, no. This guy, he's different. Fred is different.
Yeah.
I said, he's amazing. I said, this is a record that no one's ever made. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he was making himself as that song was about... him referring himself as the instruments of famous people.
Musicians?
Iconic people. Yeah. Musicians, fighters, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but he was the actual instrument. You know what I mean? He was just, you know, I'm like Stevie Wonder Shades, you know.
Shit.
Yeah. He was just crazy. Kenny Green sax. Like, he was just retarded with it. You know what I'm saying? When I heard that, I thought that was just so creative. I was like, oh, no. He's definitely different.
And
but yeah,
rest in peace. Rest in peace to him too. I mean, you were literally attached to two guys that we lost very, very early in hip hop.
Yes, man. Yes. Once again, like I said, I don't know what it is, man, but this is all God's work. I don't know what God is writing for me, man, but I'm just here along for the ride. And once again, him passing away is also, you know, he was also a very, very, very hard worker, you know. It you know, you can hear it in his raps, you know what I'm saying? But he was a really, really very hard worker, and he had the passion for music once again. him and Pun wasn't that much different from each other. You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't know. Like I told you before, this is all God's work, man. While I'm still here, what reason I'm here for, what purpose I have, I'm still on my journey.
Now, you got a song called My Brother, which is dedicated to Freddie Godson, Big Pun, and Ron Benefit. What can you tell us about this Ron Benefit cat?
So Ron Benefit is my older brother, man. He's the one who introduced me to hip hop. And okay. He is he's my mother's son. You know what I mean? He's my mother's son. So there were times where, you know, my brother was just so passionate. He was like, sometimes, we would get into a lot of arguments because he felt that he was more passionate in my craft than I was. You know what I mean? But he was like one of my biggest fans, my number one fans, but he was also one of my biggest critics. You know what I mean? But, you know, just him introducing me into hip hop and always telling me, you know, good is not enough. You got to be great. You know, good is not enough. Good is not enough. Good is not enough. You have to be great. And so me, you know, I continue, like I said, like, you know, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. You know, you had Kobe Bryant, who's the first one in the gym, the last one out.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So, you know, and it's the same situation with Big Pun. It was the same situation with Fred the Godson. You know what I'm saying? So I use all of that. And even with my brother, and what my brother would always say, like, Reeve, you got to continue to work. You got to continue to work. That's not good enough. It sounds good. I like it. It's cool. But you got to keep going. You got to keep going. Ain't no time to play. You know what I mean? So, you know, he is actually, he passed, you know, he was really, really very, very instrumental in my life, in my heart. And, you know, it is funny because me and him used to always fall out, but I was the one that my mom would always tell me, you know, make sure you take care of your brother. You know what I'm saying? And so this is my older brother, man. And he passed away a year before that. My mom passed away as well. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, yeah. I don't know why, what, how, you know, when I'm here, but I'm still pursuing my journey.
So I was reading something that I thought was interesting. It says, alongside collaborator George Bell, who was incarcerated for 24 years, later exonerated, Reef Hustle released his album War 2. What about Reef? How did you end up working with this George Bell cat? Can you tell us a little bit more about him?
Shout out to my brother, George Bell. Freedom Wave is the movement, man. This is how we moving, man. George Bell is a good brother of mine, man. He actually heard me through another artist that I had did a feature for. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I did this feature for an artist, and he just thought that, you know, it was an amazing verse, which, of course, I already thought it was an amazing verse. But he thought it was an amazing verse, and he really wanted to meet me. So one day he DM'd me in my IG, you know, he DM'd me and he just like, yo, hey, brother, if you got a chance, you know, I would like to speak to you for a second. You know what I mean? So, you know, we led to a conversation. He was like, you know, I would like to, you know, invite you to dinner, you know, just, you know, come to my crib and, you know, we could just chop it up and just, you know, just see how, you know, we could just vibe and everything. So I was like, all right, cool. You know, so I went to the brother's crib and I mean, man, from day one, you know, he was, you know, solid, original, good brother. You know what I mean? I know a lot of good people. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of good people. I'm blessed with a lot of good people. And, you know, with this gentleman right here, you know, he no difference from what God put in front of me. You know what I mean? He's definitely a good gentleman. He was incarcerated for 24 years and he was exonerated. Yeah. He was actually innocent. And so he never gave up on coming home. And I never gave up on rapping. And he loves rapping. And so do I. I mean, he loves music. And so do I. You know what I'm saying? So it basically kind of intertwined, you know, our stories. The main point of our stories is that we never gave up and we continue to roll on. Shout the Freedom Wave. That's our movement right there.
Yeah. What is that about?
Freedom Wave is the movement, right? Freedom Wave is the label, right? Freedom Wave basically is, once again, you know, it stands for never giving up your dreams, man. Always pursue. And, you know, if he can do 24 years and come home and believe in coming home, because he was actually facing the death penalty as well. You know what I mean? He was facing all of these things and being presumed, you know, he's innocent. He was exonerated. Like, you know, what are the chances? You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but God's work. It's nothing but God's work. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with me. Me pursuing music, you know what I'm saying? Also going through the trials and tribulations, because, you know, people say, oh, you know, it's just the music and stuff like that. But, you know, people don't understand that, you know, I worked in a hospital for some years, you know what I'm saying? Started truck driving, you know what I'm saying? So now, you know, I'm a truck driver right now, you know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. And who knows, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a hustler, but I never gave up on hip hop. I never gave up on rap, never gave up on my passion. So that's why I'm still here. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with George Bell. So that's how when we got together, you know, our creative art and our freedom is, you know, our creative art is our freedom. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, the main thing of Freedom Wave is you never give up. You continue on doing what you love and doing what you believe in, and it will happen.
So you was on Music Is My Religion, which is a Buck Wild project from DITC. Yes, is that how you ended up on the Diamond D, the Dime Piece 3, which I listened to that song again today, the one with you and Tech and the other cat, I forgot his name. You actually had the best verse on it. You had the best verse on it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Well, you know, I'm a side of a legend, you know what I'm saying? And the side of another brother named Shorty Shaw, who has so much energy, you know what I'm saying? And doing his thing and everything, man. And for Diamond D to actually give me that phone call, that didn't come from, I don't know actually where it came from, but one day I did, when he called me, he told me he would like for me to get on the record. I felt honored, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he's legendary, man. Me working with legends is just it's like a dream come true. It's just a part of the bucket list. You know what I'm trying to say? So, you know, even with him, me getting on there with him, it's just all through the years, man, it's just my hard work and doing what I'm doing and him hearing me and me not knowing that people are listening, who those kind of people are listening. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He listened and he hit me. He's like, yo, nah, you deserve the spot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on, you know, like get on this joint right here. You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to Diamond D. Shout out to the Dime Piece project that's out right now. I'm on a record called Hyenas featuring Tech and Shorty Shaw. Shout out to those brothers as well. You know what I'm saying?
And everybody did their thing on that song too. Everybody, the beat was dope. And Diamond D is one of my favorite all the time. Stunts, Blunts, and Hip Hop is one of the most classic hip hop albums of all time.
Of course, of course. Absolutely, man. Shout out to Diamond D, man.
I mean,
shout
now
out to
you work
Buck Wild too.
Yeah, shout out to Buck Wild too. So you work with a lot of cats in the game, a lot of producers. Is there still a dream producer that you want to work with?
You know, it's funny. I love to work with the Neptunes, man.
Okay.
The Neptunes, you know what I'm saying?
I would love to work with them.
Yeah, I would love to work with the Neptunes, man. I always thought that they just had, you know, very unique style, sounds, the music that they choose. The dynamic that they have, I always wanted to work with them. I always wanted to work with Teddy Riley as well. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted to work with Teddy Riley. This is a brother named Cardiac. You know what I'm saying? I like to work with him. I did a record a while back, a long time ago, with me, Fred the Godson, TBM Project, a joint called Don't Quit Your Day Job. I would like to work with him. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple official Heat Makers. You know what I'm saying? I got a record on my album, actually, War 2, with the official with the Heat Makers and everything, man. Shout out to my brother Arsonist. And there's a few more, but there's a lot of underground producers that I rock with right now. You know, shout out to my brother DJ Static. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my brother Buck Wild. Shout out to Dennis Agony Jenkins, my man Ronnie Creco. You know what I mean? Shout out to Guap Sullivan. You know what I mean? I got so many dope producers on there, man. Shout out to my bro Cover and DJ Spazzo. You know what I mean? Just salute to all of those guys, man. I got those guys on my project too. But yeah, the Neptunes, man, Teddy Riley, you know, those are guys that I would love to work with and make, you know, big music on. And Dr. Dre, of course. Dr. Dre.
And all those cats are making big music too. That's the thing.
Yep. Oh, and the Alchemist as well. The Alchemist super duper ill producer. You know what I'm saying? The Alchemist as well. I would love to work with him as well. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yo, it's crazy because it's just started coming up. The dude Bink, you know, Bink the Humble Monster, him. You know what I'm saying? I would love to work with that gentleman as well. Ski Beats. Like this. I mean, you got different producers. Yeah, they got all different styles, man. And I love to, you know, just to from a wide range. To doing big music, to doing hip hop, you know, to really orchestrate that feel. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that feel. I just love all of those producers now.
If I'm not mistaken, Ski Beats is from North Carolina, which is where I'm at right now. I'm Fayetteville, otherwise known as Fayetteville, basically the same city J. Cole's from and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bronx, what makes the Bronx different from any other boroughs?
Well, the first thing people are going to say, of course, is where hip hop started, right?
Hip hop started, yeah.
Right, of course. That's the first thing people are going to say. But the Bronx vibe is just, it's different, man. It's different. Like, everybody got their own type of flow and how they and how they live and what their culture is like in their little city, in their little town, and their little culture. You know what I mean? Like, everybody got their little way of doing things, saying things. You know, by a person, by a way a person dress, you know where he comes from for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So it's really an array of things, of the way you dress, the way you talk, you know what I mean? How aggressive you may be, you know, certain things like that really depicts, you know, what your area is like. But the Bronx is like the Bronx is like the Wild Wild West, man. You know what I mean? The Bronx is like the Wild Wild West. We are all pretty much aggressive, you know, people would say we're aggressive, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's the type of thing of just being in New York City alone. You know, I was just talking to one of my gentlemen today, and I was just telling him, like, you know, a regular job just not going to do. You have to get up off that porch, and you got to find out a second means of getting some income. You know what I mean? So it's just, the Bronx is just really, really like the Wild Wild West, man.
Now, hip-hop, do you feel like hip-hop is in a good position going forward or in a bad position going forward?
For the independent artists, it's in a great position. I think it's in a great position. Some people don't agree with it.
Okay.
I think that for the independent artists, it's in a great position. For the artists that signed, I can't really say. The only thing with the artists that signed is kind of, you know, they got the money machine behind them, you know. But for the independent artists, you know, it's like a triple. You got to work triple time. You know what I mean? You got to work triple time every day, all day, any day, however day. You know what I mean? That's the hardest part on being an independent artist, but you also have your freedom. So if you got your freedom, you know, that comes with freedom. If you don't have no freedom, then everything will be pretty much easy for you, but then you really won't have no freedom. You know what I mean? So I don't know. What would you rather have? You know, chains on you, or would you rather have freedom? You know what I'm saying?
Really, I think most of the mainstream artists, I don't think they really care about musical freedom. So I don't think they mind those chains on the music making process per se. But I think cats in the underground are definitely more conscious about what they're putting out and whatnot.
Well, I agree with you. I think that you have a lot of independent, I mean, you have a lot of major stream artists who are used to the department. You know what I mean? The department of everybody working, doing one thing. One person is working on internet. The other person is working on taking pictures. The other person is working on your legal. You have a legal team. Then the other person is working on being your road manager. And the other one is your manager. The other one, it's just so many people that's in your pocket. When you want a big scale, to the common person, it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It works to the common person. You know what I'm saying? But when you on a small scale and you're doing that, you're starving. You know what I mean? If you are independent artists is always, for the most part, they starve, but they have way more freedom, so they never get locked into anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when it comes to an artist that's on a major scale, but nothing happens for him, he's locked in, and he is nothing he can do. You know what I mean? It's nothing he can do. So I just think that the independent route is better. That's in my opinion, you know. Some people love to get their hand held, and some people don't.
Yeah, and to me, it doesn't make sense to sign with a major if all you're going after is them putting the money behind you. Because major labels don't break artists whatsoever no more.
Right, they don't care. I mean, that's another thing. Yeah, they don't break artists. They look for people who already done built themselves. They look for people who built themselves. And once you build yourself, then the label come after you. You know, they cut out all of those departments I was talking about. But the only thing they do have is the legal department. You know what I'm saying? They got the legal department because they still got the business intact and the business in order. And they got the money to have the power behind the business.
How do you feel about this whole streaming model in the music industry?
Streaming is a gift and a curse. You know, streaming is something that... Streaming is something that will expose you to a lot of people because you're on different platforms, but it doesn't translate into feeding your family. You know, there are tricks to streaming, you know, which a lot of artists don't know about. There's a lot of tricks and a lot of things going on with streaming. You know what I mean? There's always they figured out ways and they still continue to figure out ways. When things get tangled and things get untangled, they still figure out ways to lock you in some way, somehow. So even if you don't, and even if you're not signed and you don't have a deal, you know what I'm saying? You streamed, but you know, nobody reads the fine prints. Nobody reads the fine prints. Nobody really understands what ISRC codes is. Nobody don't really understand what certain things are when you are independent artists. But there are some independent artists who do understand what they do and do understand how things work. You know what I mean? And so they work their way the way they know how to work their way.
That makes a lot of sense. So as an artist coming up in your early days, who were some of the artists that you were kind of looking up to?
I looked up to my brother and his older friends and stuff like that. You know, I looked up to them. The stuff that they introduced me to, I would say KRS-One, of course. You know, Nas, of course. You know, Jay, of course. I'm from the East Coast. Dr. Dre, N.W.A., Scarface, Scarface, Ice-T, Ice Cube, the list goes on, man. D.O.C., like Rakim, Kane, G-Rap, you know, it's so many. It's so many. Black Thought, 3000, Goody Mob, the list goes on, man. The list goes on. You know what I mean? I really love those artists, man. My brother 38 Special from Trust Gang. I think he's an incredible artist as well. You know, I like Ransom as well. He's an incredible artist. Shay Noir's an incredible artist. There's a lot of people that's really dope out there. You know what I mean? And I got, you know, my personal favorites, my man Lil Badgett, you know what I'm saying, which a lot of people will hear soon. My man LL Cordell, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. My sister Lightborn, my man Mally. You know, it's so many, man. It's so many. My brother Coleon. It's just so many. It's so many. So, you know, I'm always a student of this game. You know what I mean? I'm always a student. I always learn and I listen way more than I speak. I listen way more than I speak, even though I'm talking a lot on this on the show right now. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I am a nerd. I am a scientist.
I'm definitely y'all the star of this show, man. When I have guests on, y'all the star of the show, not me, man.
It's all good.
So your cat Mills Facing sent me a few songs to review. And I reviewed them a couple weeks straight. Last week you got a song of the day. I forgot what song it was and whatnot. But what can we expect from you in the near future?
So I have an album out right now called War 2, man. You know what I'm saying?
We lost him. Hopefully we get him right back. He did say he was... literally and camping out. He was in a tent, as you can see. So there he goes. Here we go. We got you back.
All right. So right now I got an album out on reefhustle.com, y'all. That's R-E-E-F-H-U-S-T-L-E. Reefhustle.com, and it's called War 2. Now War 2 is basically an acronym for What About Reef Hustle. You know what I'm saying? And I would love for everybody to go out there and get that album. And it's a straight download. It is not a stream. I do not stream. I'm not on any streaming platforms. I'm direct. back, man. You know what I'm saying? And this album speaks about all of the things that this interview was talking about. You know what I'm saying? How I went through with Pun passed away. I went through how when my mom's passed away, my brother passed away, Fred the Godson passed away. I go through, you know, situations where, you know, I talk about, you know, family. I talk about, you know, problems with relationships. I talk about so many things on this album, but it's all entertained. It's kind of like an audio book, man. It's kind of like an audio book. It's just, it's like a movie. You know what I mean? So this album right here is very dear to me. It's very personal, but the hip hop is ill. You know what I'm saying? It's featuring my man 38 Special, my man LL Cordell. You know what I mean? Everybody else is star studded is the producers on this album. But I would love for you guys to go check that out. That's ReefHustle.com. The album is called War, and it's called and it's What About Reef Hustle, man. And when I tell you that this album has so many things on there, I also talk about, you know, my mom. You know what I'm saying? My mom passed away. She was really one of my biggest fans, and she passed away. I made a record about her as well. I made a record about my brother, you know, who passed away. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shout out to my brother, Hasami with the Tommy, man. He produced that record, my brother. You know what I mean? So this album is very, very solid production wise. It gives you the movie. You know, it tells you so much about who Reef Hustle is, you know what I'm saying? And it also tells you up to the point where I meet my brother George Bell, and we actually got a record called How I Feel. It's a record called How I Feel, and it's a song about my brother George Bell. So I'm narrating his life of what he went through all in 2.5 minutes, man. And when I promise you, this album is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's on there. So that's War 2, right? You go on ReefHustle.com. You show love. You download this album. You put this in your Google Drive. You know what I'm saying? And it's one long play, and you can play it all the way through. And I promise you will not skip not one record. You will not skip one record. War 2, man. Shout out to all the DJs out there, too. Shout out to my brother, Kid Capri. Shout out to D-Docs. Shout out to DJ Epps. Shout out to DJ Q. Shout out to DJ Iron Horse. Shout out to all the DJs that's been really doing, you know, joining the movement and really pushing this music, man. Shout out to DJ Spazzo, to all the producers. Shout out to everybody, my man Ronnie, everybody. I just like to say thank you, thank you, thank you. This album, War 2, ReefHustle.com. I promise you, the album is crazy, bro.
Before I let you go and you do shout outs, it was a question I want to ask you. Because I was listening to a lot of your songs, and every now and then, you know, sometimes artists got voices similar to other artists. Has anybody ever told you that your voice is similar to Tripe Diesel?
Somebody said that. Actually, shout out to my brother, Planet Asia.
Okay.
Planet Asia. Yeah. So the Tripe Diesel gentleman is, he rose somewhat around the Wu, right? If I'm not mistaken, he's from,
I think
Staten
so.
Island,
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's down. I might be down that with Ghost or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that. Him and I have the same kind of like frequency of a voice and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the second person who told me that, man. Tripe Diesel. My brother Planet Asia had told me that I sound just like. He's like, yo, I swear, man. He's like, yo, you sound like this guy. And I'm like, words? Like, yeah. You know, actually, man, I never really went to go listen, but now I'm actually going to go listen, man, and just like, you know, and I'm just going to see.
No, check it out, man. I mean, I would listen. I was like, yo, he sounds like somebody I've heard, like the voice, not your delivery or nothing and whatnot. And then my man was like, well, who does it? Because I texted him. I was like, who does he sound like to you? He's like, who you think he sounds like? I went back to listen to it real quick. Because I was saying, I was like, I think he sounded like Tripe Diesel a little bit. Because people was, you know, they said something about, oh, boy, sound like Biggie. A couple people sound like Biggie. But that, I mean, there's always going to be multiple people that got similar voices in society.
Right. Yeah, you well, I'm
I don't think that's like a down on nobody, like saying, oh, your voice sounds like this cat or something, you know.
Yeah, nah, I mean, what you going to do, man? My voice is my voice, you know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, I'm definitely going to go tap into the homie, man.
Check it out.
I said the brother Tripe Diesel.
Yeah, I think y'all's voices got a little similarity. Might make for a good song.
That might be crazy, yeah.
Yeah, you and Tripe Diesel, yeah.
That's crazy. That probably sound like, sonically, it sound like how Pusha T and Malice might sound, you know what I mean?
I was almost kind of feeling like you sounded a little bit like Malice, but you definitely, your delivery is more advanced than his.
Right, right. Appreciate
you know? It. Not saying he's whack or nothing, but
no, he's
know.
Nice. He's nice. He's that's nice, but that, for me.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's always levels to this shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People gotta, you know, they could try to deny it all they want. There's always levels to this shit when you talk about rhyming ability, deliveries, and punchlines, and metaphors, and concepts, and yeah. whatever maybe. And I ain't heard a whack song from you. Like every song I heard was really dope deliveries, really dope production. You know, so I mean, you got a really good ear for production, and that's where it really starts for me. And then I ain't heard one rhyme where I said, he, because you always got that energy too, you know, on all your songs as well.
Yeah, yeah. I for me personally, I like to work on a certain frequency, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a person that like to get to your heart. I'm a person that you can, you know, if you listen to it, you'd be like, no, that's true. That's true. I understand that. I can understand this, man. I've been through this before. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to anybody else, man, but I think I'm more of a relative type of MC. You know what I'm saying? I'm more of a relative type of MC. There's things that wow me, you know what I'm saying? Not too many. There's things that wow me and stuff like that, you know, when it comes to lifestyles and stuff like that, you know, sometimes. But, you know, that's only maybe, you know, a small portion of your life. You know what I mean? If you, you know, you go on vacation, your vacation is not every day. You know what I'm saying? That's not every day. I do not deal with, you know, the stuff that's just out of reach. You know, I deal with things that's tangible. I talk about things that's tangible that you can actually put your hand on and you can say, yo, hey, sit down, son. You got to listen to this. Or sit down, young lady. Listen to this, man. This guy, he works on a different frequency. So I like to work on, you know, my own frequency. And, you know, my brother, rest in peace, what he will always say, just like, yo, you can't be like nobody else. You got to be like you. You know what I mean? And once you like, you know, once you find yourself and you like yourself, there's no one else could be you. Nobody could be you but you. You know what I mean? So that's why I like to, you know, always pursue. I stress the fact that, and just with any artist out there, you got to know how to be you. And I'm just being me.
I can hear the birds in the background chirping.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Well, before we let you go, man, shout out, you want to do?
Oh man, I already said so many shout outs, man. Shout out everybody. That's just a part of this project, man. Shout out to Mills Faison. Shout out to DJ Q. I appreciate you, brothers, man. I mean, this shout out to my brother George Bell, Freedom Wave. Shout out to Tay. Shout out to my man Luke Steffen, man. I got so many. Oh, also, I need y'all to go on YouTube, subscribe to YouTube. Reef Hustle, the number one, man. And check out all the dope videos that I got over there. Oh, and producer, shout out to my man Matt Echo. He's a dope producer as well. He's on my album. He done did a couple of things on there as well. Shout out to, you know, rest in peace, Fred the Godson, Big Pun. You know, my mother, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Representing New York City, man. The whole New York and the East Coast, the West Coast. I mean, all across the boards, man. You know, shout out to all the DJs who's been moving my stuff. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to you too, man, for having me on the show, man. Live from Vietnam. You heard?
I appreciate you taking the time out, man.
Yes, sir.
And whatnot. You know, tell Mills keep sending that music for the music reviews so we can keep giving you them yays.
Yes, sir. For sure, man. I appreciate you, man. Remember, everybody, reefhustle.com. Subscribe, go to Reef Hustle _. That's Instagram, Reef Hustle and on Facebook, man, and Reef Hustle on TikTok, man. Everybody, you know, I mean, show up, show out, man. Show me love, man. Freedom Wave, you know what we doing, man. Shout out to Fred the Godson, my brother Izzo, Fat Boy Izzo, man, the place, man. You know what I mean? My man, Block, man, you know, shout out to my man Lil Badger, you know. I mean, the list goes on and on, man. I just appreciate everybody that's been a part of this project, has been a part of my journey. You know what I'm saying? Love.
Well, like I said, appreciate you taking the time out. You a friend of the show. I'm gonna support anything you post and do and whatnot. Definitely enjoy your the trip out there in nature, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, yo! Reef Hustle.
Enjoy the rest of your night, man.
Yes, sir. You too. Peace.
All right. Peace. Well, there you have it. Another interview in the books. I bring on nothing but dope MCs with dope stories, dope connections to a lot of dope people. He was literally discovered by Pun. Had to really be a messed up situation where, you know, Pun's passing probably changed his plans of what they were trying to do. They were trying to get him a solo deal, and probably all that went out the window. You know, it wasn't like when Big passed, I think Lance and Rivera still looked out for Cameron and still got him a deal in the situation, you know, because that's what, Biggie's wishes were. But I'm pretty sure, like, you know, Joe and the rest of the cats probably, you know, they probably wasn't trying to, honor his wishes and stuff like that, especially with the rumors we heard with Fat Joe and Pun's passing. I appreciate everybody's tuned in today. We had Big Ron Daughtery, Savage Combat Sports, Tony Willett, Big Ups Maine, we in here. Definitely appreciate y'all. Christopher Porterfield, my guy, as always, tuning in. True hip-hop head and a music head in general. He's always at shows, rock, heavy metal, hip-hop. Jones, appreciate you. Theodore Unit, Ghostface, yeah, that's Trife Diesel. And I thought I had it right, man, that he sounded like Trife Diesel. He said Planet Asia said the same thing. You know what they say, right? You know what they say, right? Great minds think alike. Great minds think alike, you know what I'm saying? Go check out the interview last night I did with Q Unique from The Arsonist, also part of, who was they? It was called Stillwell, the rock band Stillwell, and he's also part of Soul Gun, and he also did vocals for CNC Music Factory. Very talented guy, and he was part of the Rocksteady Crew, one of the longest running members. Jones, what up, man? What's good with you? So, yeah, I thought that was interesting, and he had a lot to say last night as well. We got some clips coming out for him, and, of course, when I get off here, I'm going to have some clips for this Reef Hustle interview as well, man. And he actually worked with – that's the thing. He was close to two guys that passed away in hip-hop early, Big Pun and Fred the Godson, who we lost during COVID. And whatnot. Of course, COVID took a lot of people's lives and whatnot. But we ain't going to get into that because YouTube's probably going to try to give me a strike or hit me with misinformation or whatever bullshit that they try to hit me with. You know, I could literally do a react video and just say, yeah, I agree with everything they said. And no freaking give me a strike and calls it misinformation. But the video won't have no strike on it that I'm reacting to. It's so whack, man. So whack. I don't know if I have any interviews set up for next week, so I gotta follow up with some people. We gotta get some interviews set up for the rest of this month. I need to follow back up with Sonny Chiba and see if we can get him rescheduled. And I was supposed to be set up an interview with Young Humpty, who's the son of Humpty Hump, if I'm not mistaken, Shock G. And I need to follow back up with Thurston Howell III and a few other cats as well. You know, been trying to get some old school R&B interviews. They're a little harder. And did try to get a Keith Murray interview, but he tried to charge me. And unfortunately, no disrespect to Keith Murray, but I haven't had to pay for an interview yet. I mean, so, and I'm working on, I got somebody working on, you know, it's no guarantee. We're not gonna make no promises, but I got a friend of mine working on trying to get me to interview with Ice-T. So, you know, he's good friends with, a good friend of Ice-T, who's a good friend of mine. Actually, I know a couple people that are actually good friends of Ice-T, to be honest with you. So I got one of them offered to try to get an interview with Ice. So he's going to, you know, I got to follow up with that, try to get this interview with Ice-T. I mean, I get the interview with Ice-T, then anybody that's lower than Ice-T level that tries to charge me for an interview, I'm going to tell them two words. Fuck you. kick rocks. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the thing people got to understand, man. Like, it ain't all just about your value as a person I'm interviewing. And your value only comes from, are you going to bring me more listeners? If you're not going to bring me more listeners and more viewers, why would I pay you? Why would I pay you for an interview? It's like a rapper that can't even sell 10 tickets and bring 10 people through the door. Why would I pay you? If you're not bringing listeners, you're not bringing viewers and whatnot. No disrespect, but you know, I put a lot of work into this podcast. I put a lot of work in setting up the interviews, put a lot of work into running the podcast by myself, put a lot of work into creating the clips. Mills, appreciate you, man. Definitely appreciate you setting up that interview. Make sure you keep sending me some music and whatnot to review. But yeah, I put a lot of energy and time into this as well. I put a lot of time into uploading these clips to all these social media platforms. I actually advertise some of these clips out of my pocket as well, you know. So it's kind of like what Cool Kim was talking about, you know, when I first interviewed him. He was talking about Charleston White getting paid for interviews. And he didn't know cats were getting paid for interviews. And instantly I was like, oh shit, he's going to charge me for an interview in the middle of the interview. But then he got to talking about just building relationships with media. You know what I'm saying? Y'all building relationships and one hand washes the other. You know what I'm saying? You take time out to do the interview. I take time out to promote it heavy, clip up the clips. And, you know, a lot of these cats from the 90s era, some of them like, ain't had interviews in years. And when they do have interviews, I don't see a lot of people clipping up clips of the interviews and putting them out, you know? So that's the thing too. I do take a lot of time and energy into promoting everybody that I interview, supporting everybody that I interview. So, you know, everything ain't got to always be about money. You know, everything ain't always got to be about money. It could be, you know, helping each other out. One hand washes the other, building up together, you know. So, yeah, I don't really got nothing I want to rant about. Maybe tomorrow I'll get into that. Music reviews tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Submit to livefromfayetnam@gmail.com. MP3s only. I repeat, livefromfayetnam@gmail.com. Appreciate everybody tuning in on Instagram, everybody tuning in on Facebook, everybody tuning in on YouTube. Don't forget the audio version. We'll go to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. Also, go follow Paul Pickett Podcast at YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, Millions.co, and much, much more. And before we go, we're going to give you a word from our sponsor. And let's go ahead and give you a word from the one and only Chip Fu.
Tropical drink. Me and my team, whenever we link up, they're gonna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, no, they're waiting for that tropical twist that'll tickle your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
That's right. I really mean it. You could Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. Want to order your very own bottle or bottles, go to DizzleBrand.com. They got the hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and more. So Dizzle Brand also available in California, Arkansas, Kansas, and Georgia. And hopefully coming soon to a city and state near you. Shouts out to my guy Chris Roker, Livio Harris, and Mike Dizzle, who was in the commercial sitting right next to the one and only Chip Fu. Well, that's it. Another night. Really good interview. Few technical difficulties. I mean, you know, that's understandable when you're out in the middle of a tent. And I thought, you know, that's what I thought was interesting too, that the fact that he was actually out in nature and he was a tent. I thought at first I saw a blanket when he was coming on, and then I realized he was actually in a tent. So, I mean, hey, I'm a laws of nature guy, so more power to him, man. You know, sometimes you just got to go get away and just get some peace and quiet, and sometimes you just got to do some soul searching. Well, appreciate y'all tuning in. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Peace, and I'm out.